I only see her every 3 months. She's got 4.
Okay.
I'm the room, Elizabeth. I'm going to allow us to look at the sex report. And I'll allow the members to first comment before I propose any adoption or any further work on the report. I want to thank the staff for the preparations of the report. I know that the time was very limited, but allow me then to start with
the SAPS report and to take hands on comments. Honourable members, have you had time to look at the report?
Yes.
Any further comments? Before we start, Honourable Whitfield.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Just a general question, perhaps we could get a response to. The mandate is for us to make recommendations that are related to the funding of these departments or entities. None of the recommendations that I can see make such a determination or recommendation. So, for example, Chair, and I'm speaking generally, not specifically to SAPS, but if we get to IPED, we had such extensive discussions around the funding of IPED, the shortage of resources, the chronic shortage of resources. Is it not this committee's mandate to make such a recommendation? Just on the financial end, I wanted to understand, because it looks like a lot of these recommendations are directly back to the department rather than assisting the Finance Committee or the Minister of Finance when it comes to the actual budget.
Could I take another question? Honourable de Blanche and then Peacock.
Chairperson, just on I believe one, on page 33 on the capital words, I made a statement there and I said it's going to take 200 years, you know, for them to work through this project. I mean, that was not, you know, very specific. It was just, you know, a comment to indicate how long it's going to take, so maybe we shouldn't put in the 200 years. Thank you.
Honourable Pico.
Thank you, Chair. Mine would be, while perusing, I could see that it's not noted anywhere on this document where it is specified that we need to look into provinces. There's no way it is stated, because for us to play really a corrective and precise oversight role is for us to reflect on all provinces, to look at their reports, even if it might be quarterly. I can see that it's not noted.
I think this is the... I'll take Honourable Member Shambeni now. I think that this is a matter which Honourable Peacock is raising consistently. And we need to prefix it with the saying that even if there is the NCOP and that provinces are represented in the NCOP, this committee has the right to ask each and every provincial commissioner to report on what is happening in each province. Because police is a national function. To have a national commissioner with provincial commissioners, and the national commissioner and the provincial commissioners who report to this committee. So I think it must be clarified. Provinces should not be relegated to the NCOP. Provincial commissioners have to report, and we have to get those reports from either the provincial commissioners or the national commissioner. So let us put that in context and make sure that it is recorded in that fashion. Are you happy with that, Honourable Speaker? Honourable Member Shembeni?
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to find out about the reports that maybe we are making recommendations that were being made in the previous 2 years or 3 years. Now, where do we get those reports that we are not doing the very same recommendations of which those departments are not correcting. I just want to find out there that aren't we supposed to get maybe reports for the past 3 years whereby recommendations were made and then we deal with that one so as to see whether these people, the consequence management and so on, are they dealing with their problems decisively or what? Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Shemeni. That's a very valid point. Honorable Mafanya? Merci. Honorable what? Mr. Blanche?
Chairperson, sorry, just to add to what the Honorable Peacock raised, I think it is important, you know, the looking at the provinces, that the committee has some indication, you know, what amount has been budgeted on a provincial basis. That's just something that I want to add. Thank you.
Thank you. Doc, could you respond to some of those questions, please?
Yes, Chair. Sorry. Thank you, Chair. On Mr. Whitfield's comments on the budget and the budget line items, normally, Chair, when we do the budget report, we look at the budget directly. The budget review and recommendation report is backward looking and it's forward looking. So we look at the past year and the recommendations of the past year, but we also look and project further into what the department ought to be doing. And so the Minister of Finance usually comments on our report every year. You will see in the book. Unless it's not serious, then he would take other departments. But this report does go to the Minister of Finance, and there is a response to the report, mostly. Chair, the 200 years from Mr. Terblanche, I've put in the report, but maybe they need 200 years. In that sense, technically, you're probably right, because of the red tape and the bureaucracy within SAP. So maybe we can take that out. It's fine. We can set it at a long time. And then, Chair, the provinces, yes, we can make provision for that. As you indicated, we prefix it by saying that we know that the National Council of Provinces deals with provinces. But nothing precludes this committee from bringing the commissioners
here. But police is a national function.
It's a national function.
No provincial competency of police.
So we've always called the provincial commission, so we can do that and we can include it in the report, Chair. And the recommendations, Mr. Shembeni, over the last 2 to 3 years, normally this report is far longer, the police report, because we do include the previous year's recommendations. Over the last two terms of the fifth parliament, we felt it urgent, and we'll make that report available to you, and necessary not to focus on the previous year's recommendations, because it was a repeat of the police were not implementing what this committee has said that they ought to do. And you will notice in the last 2 years before this committee, the committee almost focused exclusively on the budget of SAPS and the management of the Auditor General's recommendations. For all the IPED, the Civilian Secretariat, because we felt that it was so urgent that the SAPS budget of 92 billion rand, it's a serious issue if a department like that gets an qualified audit report. And the committee then felt that it was a serious issue that we focus almost exclusively, Chairperson, on the Auditor General's recommendation and making sure that SAPS implement those particular recommendations. We will, between Nicolette and myself, make the last 3 years BRRR reports available and then send it to the committee, if it's fine. So it gives you an indication what the committee has said over the years and whether in fact that is implemented or not. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Peacock?
Oh. Sorry, is this?
That should work now.
Yeah, Chair. Thanks. The other issue that I see that it was not really looked into was that the Timeseps was doing its presentation with regard to the budget, the BRRR. While doing the presentation, we managed to detect that the manner on how they measure their KPIs does not really speak to the expectations. If you remember, I said that the report that they have tabled to us, hence it shows as if there is no improvement, is that they give an open closed report. And we said for them to be measured correctly, it needs to be a closed report, so that they report those that are still to be processed aside. But on the report that they are giving us, they must always make sure that they give us a closed report and giving a narrative for the outstanding that is still to be done. I think that was the other thing that is not covered yet.
Agreed. Any further comments? Welcome back to this
too. Thank you, Chair.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
The Women's League in this committee is becoming more powerful. It's now the deputy of the Women's League of the... Yes. The youngest member. No, but we are out of order. We are just congratulating on it. And then the case of men in this committee also shows some progress. Please, Honourable Woodson, to be chair of the men's league team, the DA.
Men's forum.
Yeah. Honourable Woodson, that's the case of men. Please show progress. We will need you to be some senior now. Are you not also going for the, what is this, federal committee?
Listen, I can say, watch this space.
Oh, he's also, Sandra.
Yeah.
Anyway. Honourable members, could I then consider the report? Any further additions, comments?
Understanding. I saw it somewhere. I don't know where, but there is an understanding somewhere in this presentation. On the programs, yes. The thing is, we are underspending on the programs, but again, we still persistently saying we need money. So the underspending issue, it gives a problem. Meaning, but it's fine because we said that there's going to be a quarterly report where as the committee will monitor how the spending is and how would it be able to be completed or to be 100% when during that particular financial year. But the concern is the underspending that as this committee, I don't think that we will want to see that in our next findings. We need to either overspend, not underspend, with all the challenges that we are having of gender-based violence.
Thank you.
Just to add on that, Chairperson, is that it disadvantages us as a committee to ask the Treasury to increase the budget when you are underspending in almost all your programs. It becomes a difficult. And that's why it's important for
the previous reporter here that you did check the previous report. But this is a sixth parliament. I think we must be. It's a new committee. We must know what we are taking. You know, because if we are going to just move to say no, this were raised, when we don't have proof that this were raised, is there development? You know, progress in those reports. So if we can be. We can get those reports so that quarterly, as they come and report, we'll have at least a view that. But these are the things that you said you will do, and there's no change in that. So I'm just agreeing with Honorable Pickup that all the departments. You will hear them to say the budget is too small, the budget is too small. But when you come to the AG's report, it's underspending, you know. Because this portfolio, or the Department of Police, it's one that is going to be measured. As we said as a committee, we don't want to politicize this committee because it deals with very serious issues that needs all of us. But they can't keep on underspending forever. But I'm happy that we are putting systems in place as the committee play our oversight role. That totally we will monitor them. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. No, I just wanted to suggest that maybe we should also put it as one of the recommendations that we will also monitor the programs that should be withheld by the police department in each quarter, so that whenever we see that there's no progress in the programs that they are supposed to have, and then we can then go to the quarterly report and say this is what we expected. But if we put it here as a recommendation, I think it would also help that it's something that we are going to look at as the committee. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable members, I think that we really have to tighten up our monitoring of the committee. My assessment is that the members are saying the progress is not what we expect it to be, and that we make certain comments but there's no reports on the comments and the commitments which have been made. So if members are, I'm just summarizing the meeting, that members are carefully saying that we must have a roadmap with key performance indicators in terms of when they are going to be reporting and delivering on what they have been requested to do. So that each presentation isn't just a new presentation, but when we are calling them, they must come back and report on what they were requested to do, so that it doesn't reflect in the next year's report that again the matter is outstanding. It will be a serious indictment on this committee if we continue reflecting that matters are outstanding. Dr. King?
Thank you, Chair. The Auditor General, if you remember, have made a recommendation that they must report quarterly. And normally the committee has quarterly meetings. Where SAPS reports the budget, there has to be quarterly meetings. The committee institutes those meetings, and that is the roadmap. So it is a recommendation from the Auditor General, and that the recommendations are very clear, that the committee must do robust monitoring. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I think with regard to what the Chair was referring to, we know that there's a road play, what the road map is, that if we have to spend 100% of a budget, we need to monitor that within a particular, let's say quarterly, at least for what percentage should we have spent it on. So it's not about the program itself. It's about also checking the pattern of spending and of reporting. Does it speak to each other? I think that's what the Chair was saying.
No, Chairperson, I'm happy that it is actually contained in the recommendations, in fact, in the first recommendation. That's our opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Could I then present the report to you for consideration? I'm looking at the SAP, South African Police Service, report, annual report, 2018-2019. Page 1. Please, even though we've looked at the report and the cursory view, you have the opportunity to take it page by page. So, if you have any comments, please do so. Page 1. 2. Page 3. 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. If I'm going to pause, please interrupt me.
We are considering the Civilian Secretariat for Police Services, the CSPA. Could I have general comments? She has another committee. Do we have general comments? Honourable Whitfield?
Chairperson, just some advice. One of the issues that was raised, and it may not be a recommendation to them, it's more a recommendation to the Minister, is this Criminal Law Forensic Procedures Bill that we have repeatedly raised. It could even fall under the section, I mean, we had, I think, unanimity in our discussions a few months ago, because it speaks to the actual SAPS report as well, where it referred to parolees who are committing crimes. And that particular piece of legislation needs to come to Parliament in order for us to ensure that we mitigate or limit the amount of repeat offenders, or certainly make sure that their sentencing is a lot harsher. So I don't know if we can just incorporate that under general comments from the committee,
observations.
It would be greatly appreciated so that the Minister sees that the committee is pushing that in terms of our very important emphasis on gender-based violence in particular. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable
Whitfield.
A very important point.
Honourable Blanc. Chairperson, thank you. On page 15, and I'm just checking whether that's a typing error or what, the subsection or section 4, paragraph 4, the department should address the challenges regarding inadequate office space. The National Treasury should engage the National Treasury.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was a detective for very long. For
you
were
a detective?
Yes, I was.
Oh, no.
Another, your mic is on, or you have another matter?
I'm fine, sorry.
Oh, all right, no problem. Could I take the CSPS report? Page 1. 2. 3. 4. 5. 6. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, the observation sign, 12, 13, yes.
Yes, I'm 13,
I'm not sure. There's a bit of a tautology that is on office accommodation. The committee noted that the department reported that. I'm sure there's another word that we can use.
The tautology.
I'm sure there's another wording that we can use instead of that in one sentence. Thank you.
Can we just correct that English? Or else I'll bring English
hybrid. The one.
Yeah.
If we can just remove the second time.
Yeah. Or the first one. The committee noted the department or
The committee noted that the department intended moving to a new building. Please,
yes.
I wasn't the teacher. Yes.
Moving to a new department. Yeah, it could be a new.
The committee noted that the department intended moving to a new building.
Yeah.
Okay. 1340. Yeah. 15. I have the grant for closing adoption. What's the amendment? By Josie seconded. No, oh, Honorable Majosi was not present in that.
Oh, yeah.
Honorable de Blanche was there.
Thank you very much. Honorable members, your comments on the IPED report? Honorable de Blanche? IPED?
No, I don't have any details.
Whitfield? IPED?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I just wondered if there was a way for the committee to find its expression of its concern regarding the lack of funding for IPED. Again, I raised it in the question originally about how do we make more detailed financial recommendations, or at the very least, direct the focus of both the Minister of Police and the Minister of Finance to the fact that this committee believes, if we agree, that IPED is underfunded in order for it to deliver on its mandate. And if you look at its staff complement, where they are and how many vacancies they have, it would be I think it would be an oversight of us not to highlight the point. I might have missed it in the report, and again, I'm not sure whether it can go under recommendations or committee observations, but I'll take your guidance.
Honourable members, I think it's also important that we make that comment of Honourable Whitfield public in terms of the committee's recommendation. So Honourable Whitfield, I think we should release a statement on that. You so approve?
Yeah. Chairperson, that's your prerogative. I just have an indication, would that then be contained in the recommendations, that the committee recommends that IPED receive additional funding, something general, at least something, a departure point for the Minister to refer to.
That is what I agree, but I think we should also elevate it to the level of the committee releasing a report, a press statement on it. The committee, if you so agree, Malatwa, you look at it? Okay. Honourable Majosi?
No, Chairperson, I just wanted to second the proposal, because it's something that even on our budgetary speeches that we did in the National Assembly, it was pointed out that IPED must get extra budget so that they are able then to foresee their functions. So I agree with you, Chairperson, that maybe we should also emphasize by releasing a statement that the committee, this is what we are saying, and also adding it on the report.
Honourable Shabeli raised this matter. I think we should also note that it's not the that it's more than one member who has raised it. So it's we could say that the committee randomly decided. It's not just one political party. It's a very unanimous decision.
I agree, Chair, with the release of the statement, so that it must be seen that IPED must not just be taken for granted, because it is fighting crime within the police. So sometimes
you may find that it is being underfunded intentionally to weaken it, you know, because its work is very important. So the statement should make the point that it's doing a very good work, and the people that are doing a good work to eradicate corruption in the public services, they are underfunded. Or not to investigate my brother here. So I will stifle that department not to its work. So I agree with you, Chairperson.
But it should also be highlighted in the report.
Okay. Agreed?
Also, it should also be the backlog of cases.
Yes.
It should also be addressed.
Yes.
That's what I think.
Please.
Sure.
Honourable members, if there is, because the statement is released, if there is any press statement, it is released by the chairperson on behalf of the committee. So if there is any item which you would love to highlight, please do indicate it to the chair and we could release a statement. If you want to do it as an individual member through your party, you're welcome to do so. But if you would like it to be emphasized as a decision from the committee, I'd like you to indicate that as well, please. Could I then consider the IPID report? On page 90.
Yeah, I wanted to catch water now. on number 9. It says the department and hold officials responsible.
Oh, nine.
Yes.
The department
and hold officials
should
responsible.
Should hold officials responsible.
And then on the last, on the, yeah, same sentence, just on the following, expenditure and account by recovering funds, not money. Money is our language on the place, yeah. Funds.
No. The last grade was very good. Wait to do their homework. Wait to read. Oh, I see people heavily wait to read. Page 1, 2, page 3, 4,
proposed for adoption. Do we have a second? You are not in that meeting, please. No, she wasn't. Was she there? Was Sira?
No.
Sira was Friday. No. IPID. You were here for IPID?
Yeah,
oh,
sure.
Thank you, Honorable Patrin. Sorry for my apologies. All right.
Irene, leave you with Sira. You are left with Sira. General comment. General comment.
Please, Honorable Patrin, you are not here on Friday. That's a good comment.
Page 12 in the law enforcement program.
ground.
Yes, measurable objectives. They say here the program aims to ensure the security service providers comply with the regulations by doing regular inspections for both security officers and security businesses, and ensure that those who are complying with regulations are charged and prosecuted. Is it not those who are not?
Yes, definitely.
Those who are not complying.
Chairperson.
Oh, yes.
Must come out that one doesn't belong there.
Oh.
Page 7. 8. 9. 10. 11. 12. 13. 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, now, I need to know who was in that meeting. Oh, wonderful! Mafania proposed adoption, Shembeni second. Thank you very much. Honorable members, we are proposing that next week, Wednesday, on the 23rd of October, that we give the fact an opportunity to present the firearm amnesty proposal to us. If the committee remembers correctly, the previous presentation was referred back to them for further clarification. Their presentation needed further input and technical input. If the committee so agrees, do we give them an opportunity to do their presentation next week Wednesday, with your permission? Their presentation is outstanding. Okay. Honorable Whitfield?
Thank you, Chairperson. I agree. I think that what's important is that we refer back, because there was some discussion when they came to present. I think it's important we refresh ourselves of what we asked them to do, so if they don't do it, that we don't allow ourselves to be further confused. And I think one of the issues around this amnesty is it's, I don't know if it's deliberate or if it's mistaken, but it, there's definitely a lot of confusion around the issue. And so when SAPS does come, there's a lot of legal, there are a lot of legal matters that need to be clarified. You could see last week already there was some confusion with the Constitutional Court judgment and the North Gauteng judgment, whether it's gun owners of South Africa or game hunters of South Africa. So I think the committee needs to be taken through the entire process by SAPS, where they are, whether the matter has been appealed by the minister, where that is, and then also obviously the issues of the gazetting that you raised last week, the, of the destruction of the files. But I think that the outcome for next week must be clarity, so that the committee then can go away from that and make deliberations on what the best way forward is. And I just wanted to capture, earlier you said it would not be for a decision, it would simply be a presentation. Okay, thank you.
Honourable members, I'm precisely asking for this presentation so that we have clarity. I do not want this the matter of the firearm amnesty to be embroiled in further controversies and further confusion. I want us to be consistently on board with all the processes, the recommendations. I think with this amnesty, we need a roadmap. We need a clear explanation of what happened in the past. It would be good if they could give us examples of all the processes which they followed with the previous firearm amnesty. They have sent us a presentation this morning. I would ask that we peruse that presentation and that we do give them our concerns. We can I think we need to check on the minutes of the previous meeting and ensure that those questions which we asked are actually captured in the presentation for next week. We're not going to waste our time next week receiving presentations without responses to our questions which we asked previously. Yes. There was also a very good paper which Ms. Nicolette prepared for us. Do we have that paper on the firearm amnesty? I think could we please ensure that we send it to all the members as soon as possible? Honourable Tablach?
Chairperson, thank you. I wanted to ask that, you know, that we just get their presentation or the, you know, obviously the correct presentation as soon as possible, allowing us, you know, to scrutinize that. Because as my colleague said, you know, there are a lot of things that are really, so they need to ensure from their side that they have complied and that it's covered in there. But then again, allowing us ample opportunity to scrutinize that. Thank you.
Honourable members, they sent us a presentation this morning. I'm going to ask that presentation be distributed to us and that we read it and we comment and we request them to add or to further explain since we have a week to do so. They would have ample opportunity to freshen up the presentation and to actually indicate what it is we are asking them to do. They would have enough time to respond to our questions. Do you agree that we circulate the current presentation?
Yeah.
We read it and then we ask them to either improve, to give us further explanations, we raise further questions. You then have an opportunity to do so now. So we'll circulate Ms. Nicolette's paper, who's our researcher, will circulate the current presentation. The necessary acts should also be circulated. Okay. Are we in agreement? Thank you. Any further business?
Post closure. Thank you very much.